World is nearing 5 million confirmed COVID-19 cases. The latest numbers from the U.S.'s Johns Hopkins University show 4.9 million people have the novel coronavirus, while just over 324,000 people have died from it around the world since it surfaced in China late last year. The United States has recorded the most deaths at more than 92,000. It is followed by Britain, Italy, France, and Spain. Spain's health ministry said the death toll climbed by 95 people on Wednesday to nearly 28,000 deaths. The country reported more than 500 new cases. A mandatory mask order goes into effect Thursday in Spain for those over the age of six. The order applies to kids and adults who are in a public place where it is not possible to stay 2 meters away from others. Meanwhile, Japan plans to lift the state of emergency in the western areas of Osaka, Kyoto, and Hyogo. Public broadcaster NHK reported Wednesday the government will keep curbs in the Tokyo area and the northern island of Hokkaido. Global solidarity with Africa. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says that is an essential part of ending the coronavirus pandemic. Guterres saying Wednesday international action is needed to help strengthen its healthcare systems and food supply. Egypt has announced worshippers must stay home for the Eid al-Fitr holiday. That marks the end of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. The government also says masks must be worn in public starting on May 30th. More stories for you on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Officials in the Chinese province of Jilin are trying to contain a new cluster of COVID-19 cases. Another country trying to contain an uptick, Venezuela. The South American country is seeing more cases along its border with Brazil and Colombia. Authorities said there were 131 new cases over the course of 24 hours and linked the increase to migrants returning home. Brazil's health ministry is recommending the use of antimalarial drugs to treat even mild cases of COVID-19. President Jair Bolsonaro has pushed for the use of hydroxychloroquine and chloroquine, despite a lack of conclusive evidence of their effectiveness. Both Bolsonaro and President Donald Trump have touted the drugs. President Trump even revealed Monday he has been taking hydroxychloroquine daily as a preventative measure. Brazilian federal guidelines recommend doctors prescribe the drugs from the onset of symptoms with azithromycin. Brazil has emerged as the latest flashpoint in the coronavirus.